show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/The Jeff Adams Show. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeff Adams. That's right. Jeff Adams, live and direct. Tonight's going to be an awesome night. It really, really is. So I encourage you to share this right now. So I encourage you to share it. You know, we're going for, I'm going to say it, we're going for the best all-around Facebook Live primetime show all around
on Thursday night.
Facebook Live.
That's what we're going for, the title.
So stay around. We talk about life, relationships, and wherever it might take us. Stay tuned. Here we go, folks. It's going to get crazy up in here.
Jeff Adams here. Hey, I got small kids, so I'm going to give you this warning. The Jeff Adams Show is not intended for small ears in your family. It is not. We talk about deep things that maybe little ears shouldn't hear. So this is your warning. The Jeff Adams Show is not intended for young ears. Viewer discretion is advised. Now on to the program.
I don't know. I'm just addicted to it.
The Jeff Adams Show.
Yeah, I've listened to him forever.
I love him.
Live from Lakeland, Florida, it's The Jeff Adams Show, starring Jeff Adams.
Honestly, I'd rather listen to my computer's exhaust fan.
I'm going to be a sissy of the bunch here. I have no flippin' idea what you're talking about. You call in and you just say, I'm a hobba-lava. A hobba-lava? What is that? What did you say a hobba-lava? Is that what you just said on this show? You said I was a hobba? What is that? I never heard that in my whole life. You know, obviously, I always want to encourage people to dream. Never stop dreaming. I think in life, sometimes, we have more failures than we do success. It hurts. It stings. You're, like, completely collapsed. Your whole well-being falls out from the bottom of you. It shakes you up to the core.
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We already started with the hell yeahs up in the hill? No. All right, hey, it's the Jeff Adams Show. I'm Jeff Adams. And, man, I'm happy to be here this week. It's going to be a fun episode. I can already feel it in the air based on what Rosie was saying earlier. I don't know where the show's going to go on. But, hey, I'm Jeff Adams. Welcome to the show. Hey, real quick, too, if you see at the bottom of the Facebook
link.
Post link, we have basically – the accepting nominations for the streaming awards, which is, I think it's the streamingawards.com. I think it's right. Yeah, streamingawards.com. Vote for me. I'm like 100 behind. And the reason it's a big deal because I want to win the camera. I mean, they can keep the award, I guess, but I really want the camera.
What's so good about the camera?
Huh?
What's so good about the camera?
The camera is a PDZ camera, and I need it for the studio.
It's really amazing. I need it.
Really, really bad. So let's go around the room. I'm Jeff Adams, and number two, we've got Rosie in the house. How's it going?
Hi, everybody. Welcome. And vote for Jeff as the best streamer. It's really important because then I'll have a better camera on me.
So all the guys can check you out, right?
It's all about Rosie.
It's all about me.
Right. Narcissism.
Vote for the show, guys. Seriously, vote for the show. It's so important. He's only like 100 votes away from being number one. You make the difference. You have to go on there. You can only vote once. Can you please explain to the audience, though, what that 0-3 thing is? Because what
hi,
do you mean?
Hi, Ruth. Ruth says, new viewer. Hi, Ruth. Glad to have you. I don't know what it is. I have no flipping idea.
0-3. It says, but rate, you go, 0-3.
Yes.
What does that mean?
You rate to 3. It's like their voting system. But make sure you put a 3 in and not a 1. Put a 3.
Oh, okay. Okay? So put a 3.
Very important.
At least we explain that.
Then we got Ryan in the house. How's it going, Ryan?
What's up, Jeff? How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Jackie, the Jolynn Martin, you did that interview. That's
dude,
pretty
I
good
couldn't
interview.
Believe he came on. Just listening to him, you go, man, he was a part of a show that changed radio, and he's on my little podcast right now as I'm recording
little.
It out of St. Pete.
Oh, it's not a little podcast anymore. It's massively huge. You got Jackie on there.
Hoppy.
I honestly couldn't believe. And it was so easy to book him because Brett from Roger and JP on the Bone gave me his email. And he actually sent me the first email and gave me his cell phone. And it took like 10 texts to book it. It was unreal how fast and how easy it was.
All right, yeah.
Dude, that was cool to have him on. Did you listen?
Yeah, I listened to it. It's good. You did a good job, man. I'm proud of you. It was awesome.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You're like my new dad. Like, I want to impress you.
What do you get me for Father's Day? What do you get me for Father's
with
Day?
With the amount of cash I make in life, nothing.
I love you too, son. Hi, Jackie. How's it going? How you been?
I'm great. How are you?
We missed you last week.
Yeah, but I'm here now, and that's what counts, right?
All right, yeah.
Ta-da. You know what? Funny story real quick is that on the way here to the studio is I always pass by this church thing. It's called Santan, S-A-N-T-A-N, and I swear every time it looks like Satan. Like, I'm driving to the studio. And it's
what?
Every time. Santan, like S-A-N-T-A-N. It looks like Satan.
Where's that at?
It's right when you get off the highway and you're on this really long corridor here. Yeah, there's like a church, and I think it's too close to the word Satan, unless they do rituals there.
That's super fun.
Which, by the way, they found out recently in the news, if you haven't checked it out, they found out recently that there is a church that actually is operating as a sex club, and it just got busted after 2 years. It was a swingers sex club after hours, church by day. No joke.
Wow, we already get into the sex talk.
I know. We can't go 3 minutes without talking about intercourse.
It's 9:07 after.
I thought it was Father's Day after. Coming up. Isn't sex part of Father's Day?
Sex clubs and Father's Day? I mean.
How did you get to be a father, Jeff? How'd that happen?
Didn't happen in a sex club.
Was it immaculate conception?
It was boring missionary.
It happened twice. That's it.
I'm sorry for you.
It was luck of the draw, right?
Something like that. But you know what? I'm glad that you guys are in the chat. You're hanging out. I really appreciate you guys. We're trying to monitor the chat as much as possible. I mean, we're so used to, I'm used to doing this show like a radio type show. So when I do like Be Live Weekly, I'm always looking at the chat, popping things up. But if we don't acknowledge you, I'm sorry. But we do know that you're in there. We're looking at, everybody's monitoring the chat. So
I'd like to give it a nice little like so I know we're watching.
I'm acknowledging it. I like their comments. I give you, like, on your thumbs up, I give you a little like, little shout outs in there. So, definitely.
Where's the camera switcher? Extra camera switcher.
What happened to the camera switcher?
Did he die?
I don't know. Caleb.
He fell over.
What are you doing?
Because I'm looking over here and I was like, switching the camera.
Well, he fell asleep.
He went somewhere. Switch the camera one time if you can switch the camera magically without my hands. Oh, there you go. All right.
There. He's actually there. You have to pay attention. And each person that talks, you have to, like, go to them.
We're trying to do a show. Hey!
Hey!
Debbie Waters is in the house. You know, I met Debbie. I opened up for Rick Springfield back in 2004 at the House of Blues, and I've known Debbie since 2004 from the Rick Springfield show.
13 years of a friendship.
That is
fantastic.
That's awesome.
We got Marvin in the house. How's it going? But hey, guys, listen. You know, on our relationship topics this week, we're going to talk about a little bit about loneliness and how you deal with it. You know, I've been down on myself. I've really been.
You have?
Yes. I'm being transparent right now. I've been down. I've just been in the mutts because I'm not in a relationship. So it's been kind of bothering me. And I've been like moping around, and it's my weekend without the kids this weekend.
Oh.
So I'm trying to figure out stuff to do.
Perfect for our lock-in, our live lock-in weekend.
What's that?
We're going to do the live show. We're going to keep lock in the studio and just do live all night long, like just party and have fun.
Is there drinking involved? I mean,
always.
If you're going to be stuck together, you got to drink together.
Sort of, just a little bit.
You know, you get lonely. You don't find it relieving to not have the kids for a week and then just be like, oh my God, I can do whatever I want to?
Because it's too quiet, probably. Is it too quiet?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just moping. I don't know what my deal is.
It's called the crud.
Is it the crud?
Yeah, and you know, it has been nonstop raining here too. So you have to look at some outside factors. I mean, it's been gloomy and gray and just rain after day. It's nothing but rain right now. And that totally affects your mood. Absolutely. It's not like you can go golfing in the middle of the day and enjoy some sunshine and get some vitamin D.
Where's my assistant producer? My assistant producer, can you throw up the phone lines real quick? I love this, man. Hey, you can also call in at 818-927-6205 to participate in the show. If you want to call in and say what's up, obviously you can do that. And it's, you know, if you're in the United States, it's free if you have a cell phone. But I had that one guy. What is that one guy's name used to call in the show all the time, Rosie? He goes, I can't call because it's long distance. I'm like, long distance?
There's no such thing as long distance anymore in the United States. Even your landline gives you, America and Mexico, even like your landline with
AT&T. So you know what am I going to do with this loneliness? I mean, it's a tough battle.
Let's conquer
now. I'm talking like that guy now that calls in.
You're losing your mind.
Okay, let's conquer it.
What?
Okay. So let's go together on this. These two girls, we can figure it out.
Absolutely.
Listen, we can have this house filled with cheerleaders before
the sun rises. I can even get you some trampolines in here, too. Like the man show. show redone.
What is that actually going to do for me, though?
That's the real question. Are you emotionally lonely? Do you really want to do this on air? Are you emotionally lonely where you wanted someone to have deep conversation with? Or are you physically lonely where you were just kind of hoping to cuddle with someone during the rainstorm and enjoy watching Netflix in bed and The Rendezvous and then rolling over and going
You know what?
Back to sleep.
I do need a Netflix partner. I do need a Netflix partner.
There's a big difference
and
between
it's not, it's not the Netflix and chill. It's just the fact that somebody can acknowledge. I've been like watching Better Call Saul and I've been like, just, oh my God, this is awesome. I'm like, look to this, and to the right of me. And
you're
no
talking
one
to your
there.
Pillow.
I'm just like,
okay.
There's no one here.
But there's a big difference between saying, oh, I want to go out and take someone to dinner and enjoy company or go to a sporting event and have someone to go to a basketball game with versus, hey, I want someone to come over to my house and hang out. What are you looking for?
If you let me consult for you, you will have more than the backseat of a taxi cab in New
York. It's not about the it's not always about that.
We can talk. We can get you out there.
I think he needs to answer some questions first.
All right, shoot away. I mean, tell me the question. Tell me why I'm.
If you had your perfect day today, do you want a girl to go to dinner with? Is that what you wanted today? And someone to talk to over a glass of wine or a beer or maybe some beer and wings and watch a game? Or were you hoping for someone to come over and hang out on your couch and cuddle and watch Netflix and talk about your new series?
Probably both. I mean. If you're normal, you know, I mean, I would say both.
Emotionally hungry here.
I'm not Ryan. I'm not 22 years old. You know, he'd probably say, I just want to get into bed.
Is it possible that you're...
That is true.
That perhaps you're lying to yourself and you want to get to know somebody and then take them home and put them in the sack?
I mean,
maybe you're just lying to yourself because it's like this really long warm-up because you're older now. So you're like, hey, I actually want to know the girl for 10 minutes, maybe 45, an hour and a half if we're lucky over dinner. Then I'll take her home and spoon her.
Spoon. That's what it's about.
Spoon, because he doesn't want sex. He's told me that. He just said that a couple times. But I think that spooning usually leads to
too
more.
Maybe I'm just becoming old.
Spooning and boning, it's almost like they should rhyme, but they don't.
Spooning is so much. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today. I said, you're probably a really good spooner. She's like, no, I'm going through menopause. I go, well, there goes that idea.
What not to say when you're getting to know someone.
No, I mean. Yeah.
Do you have a fan in your room? And by fan, I mean the box fan because I'm going through menopause and I don't know if I can come to your house without it. Like, what? That's awesome. What other awkward things have women said to you lately?
And I said, did you chase your cat away? Because you're bad mood? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. There's no balance to this thing. I don't want a girlfriend right now because I know I can't handle a girlfriend because I'm too emotionally unstable right now.
It's not a girlfriend.
I am. I'm grieving right now, man.
Girlfriends.
Yeah.
Men experience loneliness very differently. And here's what's funny about that is that a lot of times they think they're going to just have this girl over and physically. I'm not talking about you, Jeff, but I'm saying a lot of men feel that they can physically fill this void of loneliness. They're like, hey, I just need a fix. This is going to fix it. Because, your serotonin, your dopamine, sex fixes all of that, right? For temporary amount of time. What happens is men tend to get familiar with that, and that's how it evolves into this relationship that may or may not be good for you. So it's kind of good for you to just be like, hey, I just kind of want to chill out a little bit.
I'm loving the psychoanalyzation of the boy, but the deal is we all have a connection.
What?
We have a connection requirement. You need more friends around, and you need just random, beautiful, amazing women around all the time. They can talk to you.
Right, Hugh Hefner, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Do you know how old that gets? Do you know how old it gets?
I don't have a mansion.
No.
I don't have a pool.
Your house is nice, though.
It is a pretty house.
You're a catch.
Yeah. He's sexy.
You're a catch, Jeff.
Who thinks Jeff is sexy?
But you know what? I've hung out with people, and you know what they say?
What?
You know what they say? I don't know what it is.
No,
listen. I want you to hear this because this is reality. They know, women know, like, they hang out with me and they're like, yeah, you're not ready for a relationship.
And I agree with that. I actually agree with that completely. So don't have one. Have many relationships and
no, I don't want to do that though, man.
Wait, okay, so you want to put all of your eggs in one? You know what? Maybe you just need to invest in getting to know several different people and having conversations and maybe. Seeing which one you want to hang out with most.
Don't. I need more conversations.
Where are you trying to look for these conversations? And if you tell me online, I'm going to hurt you.
But you know what? I say that. You know, I say that I want that, but ultimately, probably what's going to happen in the next 3 days, I'm going to be laying in my bed watching Better Call Saul by myself and being okay with it.
And you know what? As soon as your kids get back, you're going to be like, oh, nope, I'm good. I'm telling you, I didn't understand loneliness until summer schedule with my ex-husband changed and my kids would go away for weeks at a time. Up until that point, I had no idea I was even in need. And every single time they went away, by Wednesday, I was crying.
There's my keys. I literally
finally found them.
The keys are in the door. Click back to that shot. My keys are there.
The keys are in the door.
I was panicking before the show goes, where are my keys? Where's my keys? And they're right there in the freaking door. Amazing. Amazing that I found my keys on the show.
Okay.
See how focused I am about this?
All right. Listen, hot ladies out there, we have, you know, listen, if you're in the tri-state area.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. First of all, let's start with Jeff. What are your desirable traits? What do you have to offer someone?
Forget all of that.
Who might be interested in conversation with you? Are you a good conversationalist?
Yes. I love to talk, obviously.
About yourself, about other people. What do you talk about?
All kinds of stuff. Like I want to do it. What we're doing on the show right now. I mean, I can go meet with somebody. We just talk and we just have random conversations.
Literally.
Need an intellectual. See, there's physical women. God. There's intellectual women. Rosie's god-ing. But if you're like looking at the wrong woman and saying the wrong thing, you're not going to get any results.
It's
so,
not time for that.
Are you in a numbers game, Rosie?
It's time for friends.
Jerry!
And fun.
Jerry!
Friends and fun right now.
Yeah, well, in order to find the friend that's going to work for him, he has to know what kind of girl he wants. And he wants a girl to talk to, which is different than the girl that shows up in a negligee going, hey,
nobody
baby,
does,
ready?
Like, no, yeah. Nobody does that.
But I mean,
that
I know
that
plenty of girls who do that.
I mean, for me to deny that, I mean, that would be pretty nice, too. But, you know.
I think we should stage that, Rosie. Just one random day, rainy day, girl shows up in a trench coat.
Girl is going to get
hot, gorgeous. And Jeff's just going to shut the door and be like, I didn't order you.
Okay, listen.
Let's see what our relationship expert has to say about this. Ryan, what do you think about this, Ryan?
I think you just need to relax and have a fun Sunday. Maybe find something to do. Maybe go out, try to go to an event or some local concert and try to meet some women.
Hey,
I think
are you
should
free
not.
Tonight?
Hey, I was
I
talking.
Could hook you up with
I think
wait,
you...
hang on. All right.
I think you need to go to an event where you can mingle and meet new people, and there's no reason to be sitting by yourself on Sunday.
But I'm
when
not sitting.
Come
I'm not
back
gonna,
here
I'm
on
not
Thursday.
Gonna,
I don't want to.
I'm not
hear
sitting by my house
around.
On Sunday. I'm actually going out to my folks' house. It's Father's Day. I have my kids.
It's good.
And we're celebrating my parents' 50th wedding anniversary, which I'm thinking about. I go, that I will never achieve that, by the way.
Unless you live to like 130.
Thank God.
Yeah. What?
Who wants to look at some old goat for 50 years?
But you know,
Rosie's not jaded at all.
Friday, right? Saturday, I really can't because I have to do a broadcast for BeLive.tv on Saturday. And then, so I can't really go to Mount Dora early. My brother's coming to town, so
this is too much logistics.
I'm
just trying to find out.
I'm just
trying to have free time.
Why don't you
when's your free time?
All right, when's my free time? My free time is tomorrow, and then.
So what can you do tomorrow
night
to fill this loneliness?
Call the show right now. The number is.
Yeah, what are your suggestions?
Something. Put up the number, kid.
What is the number?
818-927-6205. Call the show right now, and if you have time on your hands, please vote. For the streaming show.
Rosie.
What are you, Howard,
Jeffrey,
now?
Rosie.
It's a wonder the women aren't swooning right now to talk to you.
Seriously, the burping thing has got to stop.
Listen.
Really? That was you, Rosie?
Right.
You're embarrassing. Don't do that ever again.
I would say keep the number up so they know to call.
Yeah. Keep the number up.
All right. We got all these backseat drivers here. See, I'm not touching anything right now. You see my hands? I'm not touching anything right now.
Well, apparently, that's why you're lonely.
Oh, she got you.
Got me.
Point, Jackie. Yay.
So what, Rosie, what were you going to say when Ryan was talking about, okay, blah, 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 you were going to tell me something. What was it, the information? You go, what are you doing tomorrow night? Or was that Ryan that said that?
Yeah, I was going to invite you. I was going to invite you to a big party tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be lots of people there, single mingle, who knows, and you can meet people and then go to an awesome concert after. So come join the fun.
What concert? What concert is
it? Oh, my favorite, everybody, the Black Hawkeyes.
That's so rosy.
Cricket sound effect.
I love it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, where's the crickets?
The Black Hawkeyes are amazing. They have a full wind section, horn section.
What?
It's amazing.
No.
They're going to be at Janice Live.
What's her name?
The Black Hawkeyes.
Hey, folks.
They are amazing.
Jeff will be there.
We're the Black Hawkeyes.
What's so great about the Black Hawkeyes?
They rock the world. They are soul. They are southern. They've got this beautiful black guy, this black lady, and then a bunch of honkies. So they got the blacks and the honkies. So maybe that's
because when
got
I think
honkies.
Of rocking the world, I think of soul music. Just pumps you up.
That's what it is. It's totally soul music.
I think you'll meet your soulmate there.
What kind of music do they do? Do they do something like this, or they go?
Some like everybody old school Enigma.
Oh, look up the Black Hawkeyes. It's going to be at Janice Live tomorrow night. Free to get in because it's a promo for July 4th, where we're all going on a cruise July 4th to the Mad Men cruise on July 4th.
Wait.
Do you already have July 4th plans?
July
4th.
Hey, you can meet a lot of women on
a
cruise.
Like a sex cruise?
Yes. Cruise is a great place. Vacation
I need
time.
A cruise. Keep I need a cruise.
It's like $99 to go or whatever, but it's going to be worth it.
$99 to go
That's
on a cruise?
It?
Well, it's just for the night.
All-included buffet,
no,
everything.
No, nothing included.
That's not bad. $99 for a cruise?
Well,
for one night.
It's just literally like you get on in the afternoon and then
But what type of cruise ship
around.
Is it?
It's just
the
like
beds?
A big yacht that holds maybe 200 or 300 people.
Can you sleep?
People. No.
So it's just a party?
It's a big party on the ocean and the big, you know, you go out and
So
see the
what happens
fireworks.
If you meet somebody?
You get to have fun.
Really?
Yeah, you make out over the balcony Probably. Of the boat. I mean, that's like Titanic stuff right there. You might meet somebody for real.
Boats and hoes.
What is that?
Rosie, what is wrong with you?
She's all classy about meeting women, and then you're like, bang them out, boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes.
There's two different people over here.
You know what? He needs two women. He needs one he can talk to and then roll over. The other one's just there to bang. Maybe that's where we were going with that.
No, mm-hmm. I don't
two for one.
Be like Jesus.
It's a two-for-one $99 special cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, listen to Rosie. Be like Jesus and love them all.
Let me look at the phone lines here. We got a phone call here.
We have a call.
Oh, wow.
Caller?
I'm concerned.
Hello, you're on the Jeff Adams Show. Who is this?
How much is this costing me right now? I need to know how much in Canadian dollars it is costing my program.
Who is this?
How much in Canadian bucks right now, Jeff Adams?
I don't know.
Who is this, Steve?
Is this, let's see, if you're from, this is Ryan. Is this Ryan?
It might be. You might call me Ryan. You might call me your lover. Either way, call me broke because this is costing me $10,000 per hour. Not really. It's not even a 1-800 number. What's going on, Jeff Adams? We're talking about relationships. What's the plan? Yeah, what are we doing?
What are we doing? I mean, you just called in the show. I know is Ryan. It's like I was watching your broadcast in which you're syndicating for us on your radio station, and I just remember I was watching you, man. You're pretty. I mean, you were already pretty lit.
I'm pretty sad you didn't mention how much you love us and the station name that we provide. You didn't provide our name and or praises to the station that provides you to 108 countries. That's okay though. We're talking about relationship.
I was gonna say the best part of that show was when your partner there shaved his nipples.
What in the hell?
Oh, don't worry. We're talking about Jeff Adams' show right now.
Oh, okay.
You just called in from nowhere,
brought up a topic, and then let it go. No one knows what you're talking about.
Energy.
I'm pretty
rock
sure
radio.
I got out a big cell phone bill right now. But, Jeff, I think we need to steal you. What I need to do is I need to take you to Canada where we
Beauty.
Show you a good time. And I think we need to do it properly, I think we need to do this right.
What are Canadian women,
Ryan, what are Canadian women like? Because your show is pretty out there and pretty cool. So, I mean, is that representative of all Canadian women? Like,
well,
free spirited?
Your $10 for your plug. I appreciate that. I appreciate your love. So you get paid. There you go. Jeff, have you ventured over the Canadian side of the world? Have you ventured across the bridge yet?
Yes.
Have you been to Canada yet?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you got set up for me? I'll be more than happy to come.
That's what she said. However.
Oh, my God.
But you didn't tell us about Canadian women. You have to entice him with what Canadian women, how are Canadian women different than American women? What's different about them?
One, first of all, we have better beer. Second of all, I can't speak about that because I'm married. Third of all, I can't speak about that because I'm married. One, the Jeff Adams Show. I love you guys. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
This is costing me more than my life savings. I love you guys. Know. All right. Jeff Adams Show. Call the show.
Go listen to energyrockradio.com. And you know what I got to say about that? I mean, Ryan, I watched and I was watching him stream and he's playing. He takes requests. He plays music. And it's great content, man. The guy's got a lot of passion. He's a great broadcaster. So go check them at Energy
Rock Radio.
Yes.
Energy Rock Radio.
I can't ever say names right. And then also our another one is the WRPRradio.com. Go check them out. The Rat Pack. Yes, yeah. The Rat Pack. Thanks for, you know, playing our stuff.
And it's not for little ears, but it is definitely fun content.
No, we've been very PG tonight. I'm loving that.
Yeah, the Energy Rock Radio is not for little ears.
Have we been?
Good. We're good for everybody.
Gotcha.
Safe for the little ears in the family.
Does anyone?
927-6205. We'll take your call, your questions, relationship questions. And if you have a hot female who is perfectly fine with just some fun and being a friend and being cool, Jeff Adams will take you as a date Friday night to a really great party.
Yeah.
I want to know what the difference between nationalities is, though. I mean, would you be open? See, I have a thing called I'm a United Nations dater. It means I basically have a map and where all my different dates have been from, and it's fun. I have like little pinpoints, like Russia, China. We've got Nigeria. We've got South Africa. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally. Oh, no. Those guys are a little crazy. They're very passionate.
So I'm
wondering about women. Like, what kind of, I really want to know, what's a Canadian woman like? Is she different than American or is it just the same thing?
No, it's the same thing with a little A at the end.
Like,
nothing.
Hispanic women, I know they're supposed to have some serious attitudes, but a lot of people like that.
Spanish girls, yeah. I was engaged to two Spanish girls before, no.
Oh, God.
No way.
Girl, plural. How many times have you been engaged?
Three times?
Maybe we should have started there.
On
your relationship issues.
Okay.
No, but yeah, around the world dating. Maybe that's what you need to do. Around the world dating. Who thinks this is a great idea?
No. So you're saying you like off-brand.
I'm not into just off-brand. I like to just try a bunch of different things.
Here's the deal.
United Nations dating. I like it.
Here's the deal.
No.
Yeah. No.
If I see...
It totally
what did you guys do tonight? You guys are just like... You guys just want to fight or something? I mean, you guys, Rosie, you're so aggressive right now.
No, but
because Rosie just wants to get you laid, and you said you want a conversation. We're all trying to help you right now.
I know you're trying to help me, and I appreciate.
We came together for you,
and I appreciate that you're trying
Caleb
to help me.
Caleb is like asleep at the wheel over there. Are you kidding me right now? I'm not trying to get the guy laid. I'm trying to say he needs to be around friends, plural, multiple. Go on Ty Lopez's channel. He's like the rich dude, you know, who puts stuff out on the internet. And he has chick after chick after chick. He's having fun all the time.
Okay, listen.
You think he's having fun, or is he trying to make it seem cool on social media to overcompensate because he's a narcissist?
No. Eddie Garcia, you need to call in and tell us about the girl from Canada. And Wagner Santos, you need to call in and tell us about Portugal. He's asking if you've dated anyone from Portugal.
I think I have at one point.
And Wagner Santos wants us about United Nations dating all at the same time.
But hang on, let's correct that. I do the same problem.
That's called a gangbang and nobody likes that.
When you read his name in the chat room, is his name's actually pronounced Wagner.
Wagner, I'm sorry. It's Wagner. That's much sexier.
Yeah, Wagner.
But Eddie Garcia says his last love was Canadian. I really think you need to call into the show and let us know about Canadian women.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, by the way, for joining in, because I've seen a lot of my friends joining in right now. Thank you for joining in. We are live. We're actually coming to you live from Lakeland, Florida. Believe it or not, Jeff built out this amazing studio. So I have like about 20 of my friends come in the stream just a second ago. So thank you for coming in. And right now we're just discussing Jeff's love life and how to get him some fun, because he's like coming out of the divorce.
He doesn't even want fun. He just wants conversation.
He wants fun.
I just want that.
He wants a fun conversation.
So give us a call at 818-927-6205.
What was that? 818-927-6205.
Yep. That's it.
Repeat after me.
818-927-6205.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah, give us a call.
And what are some other things people do to cure loneliness? I mean, maybe you need a cure that's other than a person.
An animal.
Get outside, maybe.
Like walk a cat?
No. Like, walk a cat.
Who the hell does that?
That's what made that funny.
I get out. I mean, I get out when I want to get out, but I don't know. All right, we gotta take a break. We gotta regroup.
Thank you all for joining. We do have to take a break because we're on some radio.
We're on a schedule. We'll come back with some entertainment stuff and take it from there. But listen, I'm not really that lonely, but it would be nice to actually meet somebody. But we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to The Jeff Adams Show. It's creative comedy for ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
They just want to be famous all the time. And they don't have a lick of talent in their body. They're cluttering the space. It's just too much. Dadgummit. Yes, I said dadgummit on the microphone. I'm just so over it. I don't know. And then you have the whole women. The only way they get on social media is they show their breasts or their buttocks or looking to seduce you on the internet. For crying out loud, get a talent. Learn how to broadcast.
It's the Jeff Adams Show.
What are you guys doing over there? Okay, I've got to do a read here. Where do I read? Oh, yes, that's right. I got to freestyle it. There's no notes. Would you guys take it outside? I got to do a read, seriously. You're making me uncomfortable. Hey, guys. Hey, TJAS Media, right? TJAS New Media. Listen, we appreciate you watching the stream here on Facebook or watching on the JeffAdamsShow.tv. Appreciate that. But if you're driving, we recommend you download the TuneIn app. Download that on your phone. Before you get in the car and drive, download it. Search for TJAS Media on TuneIn and take us everywhere with you. And you can listen 24/7. Even when we're live, you can still participate in the show and listen to the broadcast. Go to TuneIn app, download, click, right? Click. You guys are messing me up again. Seriously, you're messing my groove. You guys are goofballs. Anyways, download TuneIn. Then search for TJAS Media. Find us there. Take us with you. If you're going on vacation, want to listen to us, don't drive and watch. Drive and listen. Stay safe, my friends. Stay safe.
Rebecca. I said Becca. Rebecca Yaza. All right, we're back. Short little break to regroup. Sometimes you have to regroup when you're dealing with family and people start bickering. Like Rosie, I had to take Rosie and...
We had a little cat fight outside.
Jackie, we just out. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's...
We got it out of our system.
Month. I don't know. PMS? Wow. Something? I don't
know. Only 2 out of 4 weeks do we have PMS.
And I didn't pee again. I forgot to pee. And I'm going to sit here for another 30 minutes without, like, my bladder.
Don't you hate when you do that, when you have to pee while you're on air?
We can take it.
I hate when I do that. My mind's saying, you need to go pee. And my leg's shaking right now. And it's like,
it makes your leg.
I did a broadcast. Literally, I did a broadcast on Monday.
Uh-huh.
I had to pee so bad. It was like 5 minutes. I was like 55 minutes in.
You're like.
And the guy.
Bye.
I had my buddy Larry Becker on. He's the BH photo guy.
Oh, yeah. I know Larry.
So I clicked it. And I just let him talk. And I just like, I'm not even telling him I'm going. I just took my headphones off and I ran to the bathroom and went to the bathroom.
No.
And I came back. He was still making his point. So, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
woo! You're kidding.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the clear.
That would be it. Oh, my God. If Larry comes back and is like, hey, where are you?
I'm right here.
Hello? Did I lose you?
I need you on his lapels. Take the lapels in the bathroom and figure to turn it off.
Oh, that's the worst. I've done that.
I actually, live, you know what? Funny story about that is like when I was a kid. I was at church and I a pastor actually did that. He went to the bathroom and
like
No, he was taking a leak. You could hear like you could hear it on the lapel. The sound guy, forgot to turn off the audio on it. It was hysterical. You know, you just laugh about that stuff. You just heard him, and you know,
he's in the bathroom like holy water.
I was gonna say he's turning water to wine.
Did I ever share that story with you when I was a kid? They used to do praise reports in my church.
What?
They used to like doing like praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Like one time I was like in a back row. There's probably like 75 seats back in this church, right? And so literally, you know, I would sit in the back row. The bad kids sit in the back or whatever. So I was all the way in the back. And I just remember this lady go, praise. She ran up. She goes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And she like held up this item and she had it between her like her finger and her thumb. And she goes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Cecil just passed his kidney stone. And I could see this like little rock between her thing.
No.
And all I was saying the whole time, I was like, where the hell is Cecil right
now? He's still in the hospital bed.
Where is he? What happened to Cecil? She's too worried about getting on the microphone about the praise report.
Cecil was probably still in the restroom.
Cecil was on the floor praising God.
Cecil probably had blood coming.
Caleb, you gotta switch your mark. Switch faster. Get those fingers right, like piano fingers. No, that's hysterical, though. But you know how painful it is to pass a stone? And she's been dealing with him. He's been birthing a baby for like a month. And then he goes through that labor and gets it out at church.
Maybe all that praise was actually him passing the kidney stone. And they thought everybody was praising everything. But it was really just Cecil in the back screaming.
I can't even.
Poor Cecil.
And she like takes it from his penis.
Anyway, moving on. No more. Nope.
Hey, how do you like this segue? Speaking of kidney stones, it's Father's Day on Sunday.
I think there was a kid in there, which made it Father's Day. Yeah. Good segue. Sound.
How do you like that? That's so professional, the segue there. It's like,
That was awesome.
What do you think about that?
Happy early Father's Day, Jeff.
I know.
You're the only father here, right? Unless, Ryan, do you have kids we don't know about?
I do not.
All right.
Cool. There you go.
So,
I wear a condom every single time, so, you know, just trying to be safe.
All right, cool.
I can't even give my clothes on right half the time. I can't imagine cleaning a kid's shit.
At least he knows he's not qualified right now. He's not disqualified. Ryan's disqualified from children. Right. I hope his girlfriend's listening.
God, I can't even imagine like having to like get up and like just clean a kid's diaper. Like I'm grumpy.
It's coming.
I'm grumpy if I don't get 7 hours of sleep. Can't imagine like.
But do you understand? All you're doing is training them. After about 2 or 3 years, they make you coffee. They can do dishes. They mow the lawn. I mean, there's a lot of perks there that you're not thinking about. Mine cook me like gourmet dinners, and they're only 11 and 12.
I don't know. I don't know how she got those Asian kids.
Hey,
to do all that.
They're not Asian. They only looked Asian when they came out, and I promised my husband they were his.
White boys in America don't do that crap. I do have...
My son is like a gourmet chef at age 12, no joke, and he cooks for his mama. Yes, he does. So just a little bragging.
Does he like boys or girls?
And he likes girls. I've asked him a couple times, and he's like, Mom, if you ask me one more time if I'm gay, and I'm like, but you can tell. He's like, I'm not gay. So, yeah, no, he's totally not gay. But back to Jeff and his Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day,
Jeff. Yeah, happy Father's Day.
It's so great that you are a father.
I'm glad
to be a father, and it's fantastic.
What was the biggest life-changing thing? Let's say your ex-wife had the kid at 2:01. At 2 o'clock, what was the biggest difference? From the first time she didn't have the kid to when the kid popped out.
No, she was screaming the whole time.
Well, I like to just say first off, when I was 19 years old, Ryan came into the world. And I'm just so proud of Ryan right now that Ryan came into the world. I couldn't be happier. He's making his way in radio right now. And, you know, he's going to outdo his pops. But, you know, Ryan, it's so great that you're part of the show, man, son. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Father. I really look up to you.
What did you get me for Father's Day? That's what I want to know. Really? Absolutely nothing. All right.
Condoms.
What?
That's
for all that spooning you're going to do later.
They're expensive.
That would be a weird Father's Day gift if you got your dad condoms, if your dad was single.
I know. That would be terrible, but funny and terrible, and I'm sorry I even mentioned it.
That would be really bad.
Sir.
Bad thing. All right, so what do you have for Father's Day for us?
Okay, so listen, there's some tips that came out about what not to do. They're tips for dads about what not to do after the age of 30. So I'm going to read this list. It's from Esquire UK. I don't agree with half of it, but I'm going to let y'all chime in. But number one, I do agree with, try an experimental haircut. especially one that requires excessive gel or stencils. Like, I don't think the fades and, like, putting your name in your head is cool anymore after 30, but it might work if you're a rock star rapper.
Why do you cover your hair up?
Yeah, you look younger. Yeah.
Everybody,
yeah. Jeff looks sexy right now. He's got hat head.
My hair is out of control.
Maybe he can't see what's happening. We need to open the
My hair is out of control right now.
The switch.
I see there's a yarmulke.
There's
in
a built-in yarmulke, yes.
In his head.
Thanks for mentioning that. I'm staying PG-13.
What, the yarmulke?
What?
I'm like, thanks for mentioning that. Butt face. So rude. Sitting here saying how gorgeous his hair is. Look how good his hair is.
It does look really good.
You look like a baseball player.
Well, thanks for mentioning that.
A baseball player?
Yeah, like, you know how, like, Bryce Harper has that hair?
I guess. I don't know. I don't watch baseball, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I just know the players. I don't watch it either. I'm just saying you have the vibe of, like, a rich athlete.
Yeah, you do. I could totally. Really? That should be your story. Yeah. When you go to a bar or a club or wherever, art gallery, you should tell people that you're a retired sports fanatic.
You played on the Rays when they they first began, so then they won't be able to check. Because who knows about the Rays from the 90s?
Yeah, it's something that's no longer there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Devil Rays.
Which, by the way, it says number two is you shouldn't wear a football or a soccer shirt unless you're actually playing. I disagree. No. Everybody should wear football, especially on game day.
Yeah.
If you don't actually own a football or a soccer shirt, then I'm going to question.
I don't.
Maybe.
You have no favorite teams?
They're so expensive. It's
listen.
Like
but I don't think it makes you uncool as a dad. Like, I think it makes you cooler as a dad to show your pride. I mean, what's wrong with being 30 and sporting a jersey?
Okay, if you're 30. Okay, if you don't have a beer gut. This shirt is so, like,
maybe if it's a midriff, I can see a problem.
The shirts are so bad because if you, like, you know, you're tall. I mean, Ryan probably has this problem. You're tall. You know, you got to pick certain shirts. So if you have something that, you know, that's why I'm on a diet. So my area right here, it sticks
out. Well, I'm hoping he's not, like, wearing shoulder pads with his jersey making it a midriff. Seriously, it's just a jersey.
They make those jerseys so freaking, like, wrong.
I think you're not a cool dad if you don't wear a jersey.
Okay, I'm not a cool dad. I'm not a cool dad.
Jared, you should wear a jersey. Yeah. Okay. And the other one, number three, pretend you like hip hop. Be honest, you don't. Come on. Really?
Old
Who doesn't
school.
Like hip hop?
We definitely like hip hop.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm sick. Demented. I came to represent it. I rose from the grave. I had a close shave. The cops tried to lock me down from the Glock. The found was stolen. That's how I'm rolling. Calvin Klein's no friend of mine, so I don't like Marky or the Monarchy. What you got, Ryan?
Speaking of rap music, I heard you have a past of doing rap. We need to watch it soon.
Yes. That was just
Christian
that's some badass stuff that just happened
Jeff
right now.
Adams.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Open mic night. Ladies, you can find him there. He's coming out with me June 22nd at Loud Gallery. I'm going to make him come out. Yes. Rapping is cool, especially the older you get. Loud Gallery is in Orlando. It's a brand new hot gallery that just opened, and they're literally having open mic night on June 22nd. So right here in Orlando, downtown Orlando, look it up on Facebook. But you're coming with me. Yes, you are, because I'm going to be there, and you're coming with me.
Okay.
Next week, we all should bring an example of something that was embarrassing back in the day. My bad talk show with the speech impediment, you're rapping, and something they did that they have on
camera. Ryan, you still have a speech impediment. What's going on?
Thank you. Anyway, Jeff, I'm saying we need to go into the past and find something that's embarrassing.
Oh, I have terrible things. I'm ready.
And bring it to the show so that people can get to know us so we are characters.
I love it.
Thank you.
I dig it.
Mr. Speech Impediment contributing for once.
We're planning right here on the air. Yeah. Like it? Show prep.
So if you rap, do you have any mixing records that you did? Do you have any, you know?
Mixing records.
Did you ever DJ? Did you ever?
Yeah, I used to DJ.
Yeah, because number four.
Can you play that song from earlier?
Watch this mic when you take that off.
Sorry.
It rumbles like an earthquake.
It like literally popped off my head. Can you play that
Her
song
head got
right
so
now?
Big it just.
You earlier tonight, guys, call in the show right now and say, play your song. He made a new song with his friend.
That's right.
I can't play that right now.
Why?
Because I can't.
Well, it says if you're over 30, you're not supposed to, according to this list, because it says you shouldn't invite your friends over and entertain them by mixing records.
Okay,
you're not a DJ.
I don't want to talk about this. Rosie.
This is a terrible list.
Rosie, Chloe into this right here with the what's going on with the streaming awards. Because we need a
everybody
camera.
Everybody right now, thank you so much for watching and call in to our show. But also, please go to the Streamy Awards. We need your help. We're only about 100 people away from winning the number one show of all Streamy Awards. With your help, we can do it. We can only have one account vote for us at a time. So, like, you can't go back and re-vote or anything like that. You have to sign in with your Google account. And please, when they give you a 0 to 3 of how to rate the person you actually want to vote for, of course, that'll be the Jeff Adams Show. It'll say TJAS. vote for Jeff Adams' TJAS show and put number 3. So, because I guess 3 is the most points you can give somebody when you vote. But please do that because we'll win a great camera and then I won't look like the Crypt Keeper. I will get a new camera. I'm just kidding. So,
yes.
Please vote and make this show number 1 because you guys tune in every week and we come here all together and Jeff works really hard to do this show. So please, please vote.
Yeah, wow. StreamAwards.com. Go check it out. I mean, the sports thing is like, they're blowing me out of the water right now. I mean, they're like 100 up.
Yeah, you got to go right now. Just go and hit that link in the description, please. Yeah, yep. It's link.
All right, what's the end of the dad list right there?
Okay, so listen, here's a couple things I do agree with. You shouldn't buy cheap shoes. I agree with that one. You should not throw up during a night out. You won't remember it. Others will. I definitely think, according to Esquire UK and me, because I think it's distasteful, after 30, you should figure out how much alcohol you can intake. You should not make a move on the office intern. I don't know. That might just make fun story time if you're a single dad. But if you're married, that's just...
Yeah, if you're married, no.
Okay, but this one's funny. Have a nickname for your little friend. Listen.
What?
I think everybody should have a nickname for that. Do you have a nickname for your little friend?
Simon. Mine.
Ryan's is Simon.
I don't think I...
Come on. Once upon a time, you had to. No old girlfriends, like, named it.
Oh, yeah. Great White.
I was bitten twice shy, baby.
Yes. Great White. So when we call him Great White on air, you will now know what we are talking about.
Great White. Yes. I love it.
Those were all the ones worth mentioning, but I definitely think, but here's one that you should do if you're a dad over 30. If you can skateboard or ride a mountain bike or ride a motorcycle and race them, I think you should still do it because I think it's hot and I think it's cool. And you should definitely go get tattoos.
Yeah, I got one, but
I was going to say the wedding ring tattoo doesn't work for you. Let's go get like a whole sleeve and it ends on your wedding ring tattoo and then we'll fix the whole thing. A whole sleeve. You rep for it?
I am up for it.
Let's do it.
So now let's go over to Ryan. What's going on with the movies? I'm a big movie guy. I got a lot of time on my hands this weekend. What's going on?
So many movies this weekend that there is not a reason you shouldn't go. All right, the first movie that is coming out is Cars 3, and it is the return of Lightning McQueen as he sets out to prove a new generation of racers that he's the best race car in the world. And now, Cars, to me, is one of the more underrated cartoons from back in the day. Like, it first came out in 06, and I feel like we forgot that it's a decent movie. Would you guys agree?
Yes, the first one. The second one blew. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they did with that. It just was really, really bad.
Bad writing.
It was just stupid.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to go see a movie that's rated G, you have no problem because the movie that is rated R that you guys need to see is All Eyes on Me, also named after Tupac's album, which the movie is about Tupac.
Yeah!
I don't know if this is going to be good or not. I haven't checked the reviews. If it is, I'm going to see it because I love Tupac. I mean, hip-hop has not been the same. Also, this movie looks like a fake version of what's the movie from the 80s about when they have that dead body with them and they party all the time.
Oh, a Weekend at Bernie's?
This is kind of a ripoff of Weekend at Bernie's. It's called Rough Night, and it's when things go awfully wrong for a group of girlfriends who get a male dancer, and what happens is in the during the movie preview that I saw, one of the fat girls jumps on his lap and crushes him, and then he dies. So they don't know what to do with the body.
It's so stupid.
It looks kind of good, but it's so dumb.
But Weekend at Bernie's 1 and 2 was both really good, so maybe they just did it up right with the better characters.
Also, rated PG-13 so the kids can go. It's about two girls vacationing in Mexico that are trapped in a shark cage at the bottom of the ocean, and they just have 1 hour of oxygen left, and that is 47 meters down. It's a suspenseful movie that will leave you hanging until the end. Also, The Book of Henry. A single mother finds out that there is a scheme in her son's book to rescue a young girl from the hands of her abusive father and sets out to save the daughter.
Nice.
You gotta check that out. The Book of Henry. And finally, Maudie, based on a true tale. A Nova Scotia woman works as a housekeeper when she hones her skill as an artist and eventually becomes a beloved figure to the community. Basically, that's the boring movie out of all the lists I just said.
And 1 week it'll be on demand.
And Lifetime.
Pretty much. Yeah pretty
Lifetime.
Much.
On the movie track, I am super excited about. It's called The House Movie with Will Ferrell.
You're excited about that?
When at the very end, when they were like, "No, let me do it," and they were like, "Gonna like, okay." So what the scheme is? Okay, so Will Ferrell and his wife, I forget the girl's name, Amy Poehler. So they don't have enough money to send their daughter to college, and so this guy comes up with a scheme. We're gonna have like an in-house. Your daughter's leaving. And we're gonna have an in-house like casino.
Yeah.
So. At a casino, a strip club, everything terrible. So they find this guy cheating on one of the games. We're going to teach you a lesson. And they wrap the guy up in chains. He's like, whatever, what are you guys going to do? And they were like fighting over the axe and they chop the guy's finger off. And the guy goes, this is my favorite part. He's like, now you go out there and tell all your friends that if they mess with us, this is what they're going to get.
If you've ever seen any Will Ferrell movies, isn't it all the same?
No. Am I weird for not finding him funny?
This is so funny.
You're not weird. I mean, I think
you,
the same thing.
You don't like Elf?
Adam Sandler, too.
Call in right now and say if you like Elf. Elf is like my favorite.
Yes, Elf is great.
I hated Elf.
Oh, God.
It's terrible.
Elf is great.
That was one of the only movies with Will Ferrell that I just could not stand.
But I think Will is just, he's been pigeonholed in this one thing that he does. Yep. And all of his movies are the same. I mean, they're all a big blur to me.
I love it.
They're all a big blur.
I love the big Will Ferrell blur. I don't know what.
Really? You like him that much?
I don't know what I just said or what that means.
Adam Sandler is terrible now. That new movie on Netflix is so bad. I'm
talking for you.
He does that same voice and everything. Yes. It's a hack.
Oh, hello there.
Yes, that's true. That's how his voice sounds like in every song that he sings. It's the same thing. Sorry.
Pretty much.
I'm liking this. I'm looking forward to this. When they did that thing, he's like, you tell them if they mess with us, this is what they're going, oh. He's like throwing up.
That's probably the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah, you know, with those movies, they have the best jokes in movie previews.
Have you seen
Wonder Woman? Yeah, they do.
Have you guys seen Wonder Woman?
I haven't seen it.
It was amazing.
It was good.
It was so amazing. Yes. But my son argued that the theology in Wonder Woman. The Greek mythology was wrong, and he wouldn't let it go.
Oh my God.
And he was arguing that Wonder Woman was supposedly Aphrodite because of how many times they reference that she's a goddess of love and that Aphrodite technically would have been dead already, and he just would not let it go. But the movie itself, if you're not 12 and into Greek mythology and all the analytical parts of it, was very, very, very amazing. Had lots of twists and turns. I highly recommend it, but it is 2.5 hours long.
That was awful was The Mummy. One of the worst movies ever. I've seen better acting in porn than Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise literally...
And he is a connoisseur of porn, let me tell you.
Oh, I know a lot about it.
Dude, oh, my gosh.
Tom Cruise has never been a great actor, but you could tell he was just cashing in a check. It was the worst lines. And
Tom Cruise doesn't have to be a great actor. Look how much money he makes.
That's how bad it was, where he doesn't even have to be a good actor, and it was awful. Mission Impossible movies are good enough.
Yeah.
Rain Man was good enough, but it was so bad that Tom Cruise couldn't even act right. We know he's not a great actor, but...
Rosie, quit breathing in your mic.
Yeah, am I really?
Yes.
Dragon lady over there.
Well, somebody made in the comments that I didn't have my mic close enough.
You should be in a new movie, How to Train a Dragon.
Hi. But somebody commented that to put my mic closer, so I was like... Sorry, guys.
Jeez.
So funny. But anyway, Wonder Woman was amazing. And if you're going to see it, try to find it in 3D.
You have to.
Yeah.
See it now because it won't be the same on your little TV. You have to see it
and
now.
And Ryan, you probably know this because you do all this stuff for The Bone and whatnot. But what is Tom Cruise's deal? I mean, it seems like he does all these movies with Universal and they all blow at this point.
He's nuts.
I bet he has a thing signed where he does all these movies with Universal, like some deal, like how players sign deals in the NBA and sports.
I think
it's like that. But the thing that was so aggravating was it was so bad, it made me miss Brendan Fraser. That's how bad The Mummy was.
Really?
When I go, man, where's Brendan Fraser? Bring his old ass out here. I swear to God.
You know what movie Brendan Fraser was really, really great in was? Oh, was it Night at the Museum? Brendan Fraser? Or was that not Brendan Fraser?
That was Ben. What's his name?
Yeah, sorry. Wrong one. Yeah.
Brendan Fraser hasn't done a movie in 13 years. It's been all right to DVD and now right to on demand. What happened?
Was Brendan Fraser in Tomb Raider?
Hey.
Was he? I don't know.
No, wasn't that Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, well, obviously that was the girl, but wasn't the guy Brendan Fraser? I don't know. I just remember him in one of those action movies with some hot chick and going, yeah, okay, this one didn't actually suck. But anyway, moving on.
There you go. Well, you know what?
No, don't say it.
Absolutely. I'm going to say it.
No.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say it right now.
Oh, prepare.
Guys.
No.
No.
No, no, don't say it.
No.
No.
I'm having a baby.
You gotta poop.
Yes, literally. No, I'm kidding. I gotta pee like a mug.
You know, the male bathroom humor should stop after 30. If you're a dad over 30, the bathroom humor should stop.
Especially
when you're best.
If your kids are not around. If your kids are around, fine.
Jeff,
but yeah, after 30,
never
no.
Get old.
No.
They don't. You're a man.
No.
It's a man
and Ryan
thing.
Is still 19.
It's a man thing.
23.
I love the 19. Bathroom humor. 23. I just watched a whole video of a guy who went around New York City, and he had a wet fart machine, and so he would stand near people, and he would like prop his leg up, and he'd be like,
"Do you know that whoopee cushion?"
Oh, that's Jack Bell. That's Jack Bell.
The wet fart guy?
Jack Bell. Oh, Jack Bell, right?
Whoopee cushions are still the number one seller of all items in Walgreens. I learned that the other day.
Really?
Whoopee cushions.
That's what I want for Father's Day.
Are the number one all-time bestseller item at Walgreens.
Yep. You know, here's something. You know, back to Father's Day. You're talking about gifts. You're talking about I would want a whoopee cushion for Father's Day. But I get a text from the ex and says, "Hey, Jasmine tells me that you don't have a blender." I said, "No, I don't have a blender." So I guess I'm getting a blender for Father's Day.
Well, that was probably Jasmine's idea and not your ex-wife's, so just let it go.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely. You know what? I tried to give up coffee, and my kids got me a coffee pot for Christmas off Amazon with my debit card. I loved it. But they bought me, like, the small little $12 one, so it only makes, like, 5 ounces. I'm just like, you guys should have just bought me a big one. But it was sweet, and now I'm back and addicted to coffee again.
I will
but,
never
But, yeah, kids
not
are
like
that. They know what's missing in the kitchen.
Always. I don't know. I mean, I would rather have a whoopee cushion for Father's Day, truthfully.
Honestly,
have you dropped the hint to them? Like, did you just start farting around them?
No,
maybe they'll get the hint.
I don't know. And I don't even know what to get my dad either. I don't know what to get my dad. They have everything that they could possibly have. I give them gift cards. I know that sounds cheesy.
I promise you, get the fart machine. It's the funniest,
the
best
fart
thing.
Machine for my dad?
Oh, he will love it. He will go on the golf course.
Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving.
And it's remote control. So he can set it down next to another person. So
can you get a drone crop duster?
Terrible fun story. So one time my daughter had a bully in her 5th grade class. So I was like, to hell with the devil. I will fix this little sucker. So I went for the day when he had to get up. They were given their oral report. They had to like give their speech. And so I put a fart machine under his chair. And when he, so, or and at behind the thing where the, where that he was going to stand, and when he was up there, I remote control fart machine the kid from the back of the room. No joke. Funniest thing, 5th grade class came unglued. He never messed with my daughter again. I was like, I got you. You didn't think that was funny? Yep. I love that. The remote control fart machine.
I think for your dad, Jeff, experience gift giving is always good.
You don't know how fun that was. That was like favorite.
She's
day
still
ever.
Trying to save this fart machine, but I'm just going to go with no.
Gross.
Yeah.
I love you,
that is gross.
I'm just laughing. It's just like you just did stand up comedy in the right now. You just did it. The whole audience was just going.
The blank
love
stare.
It.
All
love
55,
it.
54 left of them. When I was about to say 55, one dropped out.
Hey,
well, 53 now.
I'm getting you one.
I would have a blast with it.
You would. That's the whole point.
Get your dad the $99 cruise.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, there you go. Why not?
Hey, when is that cruise?
Experience.
It's, July 4th. It's called Mad Men. And I should get paid for this little advertisement. There's not that many tickets left, though. If you're going to go, get your ticket and go.
No, if people are older and they already have everything, I think experienced gift giving, gift cards, I know it sounds generic, but massages or, you know, things to do, golfing, experiences. I think that's a good gift because you don't want more crap sitting in your house, especially if you've been collecting crap for 45 years. It's just going to collect more dust and nobody wants that. And I'm sure he doesn't need another tie or socks or nail clippers nose hair trimmers or all those terrible Christmas gifts. Unless you want to get him maybe some brandy snifters that are monogrammed. Those are always good gifts.
So. All right. We got 1 minute left. But also, remember to go and vote.
What happened to my pop culture segment?
We ran out of time.
Damn
talking
it.
About you
wanted
you
to waste, talk you, about farting
you
the whole time.
You wasted on the fart machine. So, yeah. go to thestreamingawards.com. Vote for Jeff Adams. I'm like 100 behind the sports network, but I really want the camera. You just go do it now. Just do it. I would really appreciate it because I've been streaming for a while, video streaming. So it'd be nice to be recognized for all the years, the blood, sweat, and tears of doing this stuff.
And send us a direct message when you go and vote, and we want to respond to you and thank you. Like, literally let us know you voted. Go on the Streaming Awards. There's a link in the bio. Please go on there. It literally takes a second. You have to sign in with your Google account, one hot second, and then you're in. Put 3 when they give you 0 to 3. It's the most confusing thing in the world. I don't know who these people are, but anyway, hit 3. Jeff Adams, top streamer.
All right, it's that time. All right.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us.
You guys, thanks for hanging out. Rosie, any last words?
Yes.
Yes, all right. There you go. All right.
Father's
Great
Day.
To hear from
thanks,
you.
Guys.
Yes, exactly. Ryan, what's going on?
Give my app, Hoppe Radio, Hoppe Radio.
Yes, listen to his podcast. He interviewed Jackie Martin from the Howard Stern Show, and it's an amazing interview, so you go check that out. Jackie, what's going on?
All right. Well, you can find me on Facebook. Friend me at Jackie Victoria. You can find me through TGAS Media or InvincibleVictoria.com. I've got some cool blogs up, Sex, Men, Shoes, and God, and some coaching stuff, too. So check it out, InvincibleVictoria.com. Ciao.
And I am Jeff Adams, and you will find me absolutely nowhere but alone in my room watching Netflix, Better Call Saul. And we are out, people.